Hey everyone, it's Deb, and you're listening to my podcast, Debbie Does Dating. Today's episode is financial advice with Andrea Winkler. Not only is she a CPA, well, I think it goes hand in hand. They give some pretty good financial advice. So we are going to talk to her again, and I'm so excited.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clausen, sponsored by Dating by Deb.
Thanks for coming back, Andrea.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I am here with Andrea Winkler. She is a certified public accountant and a partner at Davis & Bott CPAs in Brigham. And she's been doing this for
about 12 years.
Nice.
Is that right?
Yes.
Maybe like.
It sounds right.
Yeah, sure.
And she has earned the ability to give us financial advice with all of her years of experience and expertise. But first, the awkward dating moment. Okay, this one was shared by a friend. She said, one time my married friend and her husband wanted to set me up with one of his friends. And they picked me up, and this kid was so nice. He paid for my food, and he was just nice. But we drove a million miles into the middle of nowhere to go shoot bunnies. Whatever.
Is he from Delta?
Possibly. She said, well, we were in the back seat, and I was scooted all the way over to the side, and I'm not exaggerating when I say my hands were totally hidden. I didn't want him to touch me. I mean, he was super nice and paid for her food, but that doesn't mean that
it's not an open invitation.
Exactly. She wasn't interested, obviously. And I was giving clear signs that I was not into it. Again, my hands were like not available. She had to make this very clear. So we're on our way home, and all of a sudden he reaches clear over from the other side of the truck, and I swear his hand slides over my thigh and all up in my business and like searches for my hand that was clearly hiding from him, and he grabbed it. Okay. I was so uncomfortable, but I didn't want to be rude or weird, so I sat awkwardly holding his hand. The truck all of a sudden pulls over. My date got out and then back in after a couple minutes. And I said, did you just pee? And he said, yeah. So then my hands were really hiding and he grabbed it again.
Was it wet?
No. She's like, no, 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 no. I literally had to hold his weenie hand the entire 1,000 miles back home because apparently I'd rather do that than confront him.
Communication is key, people. Communication.
No. You know what I've learned over the years in dating is that I don't say guys are dumb or anything, but I have learned that they don't take hints.
Yeah. And well, it depends on the guy, for sure.
True.
And it depends on the hints.
That's true. I feel like you need to be direct if you don't, you know.
If
like,
you're not into it, you gotta let them know. I'm not into holding your weenie hand. That's gross.
I don't know who would be.
Well, if no one tells him, he might think everyone
that's
is.
That's true. That's true. Maybe he doesn't have a problem with it. Oh, okay. Thanks for sharing that awkward dating story. I laugh every time I read it. Oh, okay. So, Andrea, financial advice.
You know, people like dread talking about this, right?
Really?
Not me.
No,
I'm just saying.
I'm sure you don't. And
the general public, they don't want to know.
That's so true. But you're going to know.
Yes.
Because I think it's important. I kind of want to talk about financial advice or tips or things we could do as a couple.
Yeah.
When you're married and then if you end up divorced or if you're single or whatever, how you can handle finances and budget, things like that. And then also, once you're facing getting married again, what are some good things to know?
Yeah.
All right. First of all, I think it'd be great to talk about ways that we can live financially in a way to cushion such a blow as if you get divorced. When something like that happens, it can really turn you on your head, not only emotionally and mentally, but more commonly than not, financially.
Absolutely.
So my questions are there common scenarios that you've seen in people who are struggling to make ends meet?
Yeah. So in life, you'll often see people are either spenders or they're savers, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
That's like an actual thing. That's legit. So if you're
and
a natural...
are they attracted to each other?
Sometimes.
It seems like.
Sometimes okay. they are. Opposites attract yes. sometimes, right? And so sometimes it's about finding the balance between the saver and the spender.
Okay.
And one really good way to do that is to actually plan out a budget.
Okay.
Now, one of you is a spender,
mm-hmm.
and they have a hard time staying
they don't
in
like
a budget without really strict boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they sometimes really don't like budgets. One thing that can be really helpful is to give them cash and
okay.
say, here's your...
So they can actually
here's
see
Here's what
it.
You can do. You can spend this on whatever you want. And you don't have to tell me what you're spending it on.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to justify it.
Okay.
If you want to save it up every month for 6 months and buy something huge and awesome... Great.
Uh-huh.
But this is all you get.
Okay.
You don't get to tap into the bills money.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to
or
tap
savings,
into the
or...
savings money. And then another big helpful thing is to get the money out of sight. So if it's sitting in the checking account, oftentimes it's really easy to spend, right?
Mm-hmm. But like, if you've got so much, I can do this.
Yeah, exactly. So a good place to keep a buffer
mm-hmm.
is in a different bank.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do it in the same bank and whatever, but a really good, easy, clear way to do it is set up an automatic transfer. It happens every time you have a payday.
Uh-huh.
Set up your automatic transfer that goes to another bank that you maybe don't have online access to, or you have to like travel a few miles to go in
person. It
makes person.
It a little more difficult to
just
get
just a
stuff
little
out.
Bit more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Once that little bit more difficult, then you really have to think about it. Is this something that's worth
true.
Dipping into that money for?
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that really needs to happen, or is this just like a whim? You spend a lot less trivial.
Yes. Just the spontaneous purchases. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, that makes sense. So I'm going to give you a few examples of situations, scenarios, if you will. I just want to know what advice you would give them.
Oh, no pressure. I have not heard these questions yet. Anyway, by the way,
you're so good.
Listeners.
We don't even want to give her a heads up.
It's fine.
Okay, so a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a few of the stay-at-home moms that have struggled with this, where they don't bring any income. And they feel like they don't have a say in how it's spent. Whether their husband says anything or not, or it's the way they feel about themselves, I don't know. What advice would you give in that situation?
That's a really common situation, actually. And sometimes people are just not comfortable being in the position where they have to help make the decisions on the finances because they don't bring it in. So
mm-hmm.
they feel like, oh, I don't have any right
mm-hmm.
to have a say in that, right?
Yeah, they
or
feel like
it
that.
Stresses them out really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I don't know how to do money,
mm-hmm.
so I shouldn't be involved in that.
Yeah.
Right? Or it gives them ulcers because they're so worried.
Yeah. Yeah.
About bills that maybe aren't getting paid or whatever.
Yeah, I've heard people in all three scenarios right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it happens a lot. Yeah. So one thing I would tell them is, again, we've talked a lot about this, but communication
mm-hmm.
is absolutely key. So you need to be able to have a discussion. Now,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of people that they can't put their money together all
mm-hmm.
the time because it stresses them out. Maybe one person is a spender and one person is a saver, like we talked
mm-hmm.
about. And the saver just goes crazy because they never buy anything for themselves
mm-hmm.
and all their money's still gone.
Yes,
because the spender
exactly.
is spending it all. You know what I mean? That happens a lot. So if you're the one, maybe you're the one that's staying at home.
Mm-hmm.
You don't bring any income in, but you are... saving the family a lot of money by
no kidding
watching
you
after the kids
just
like
as much.
Daycare is dang yes. expensive
mm-hmm.
right and you're keeping everything
you're providing
going,
everything
hopefully
for the kids. Yes.
hopefully you're doing a good job not just sitting around watching TV
I
all
think
day
a big deal is that you're keeping them alive
yes
everything on top of that
you're
is even better
gravy
yeah
for
yes,
sure
yes exactly
yep but anyway so you are contributing to the household
yes.
So number one is you've got to know that you are worth something
yes You
and
you
what you're doing
it.
Is important.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is important. You need to have that confidence,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
To have that discussion.
Yes.
Number two, you may not be that comfortable knowing everything. And you might not feel like you can have a huge say. But you should be able to say, give me the lowdown. Give me a run of
mm-hmm.
what our costs look like, what our budget looks like, where our money is.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of people that have no idea.
Yeah.
Like one spouse runs all the money.
Mm-hmm.
If something happened to that spouse
exactly.
or they get divorced or whatever,
yeah.
the other spouse has no clue. Like, my husband's a tiny bit that way.
Yes.
Actually. Uh-huh. But he at least has access to all of our accounts.
Yeah.
And I've told him several times. Yeah. He just is like, whatever, I'll just ask you what card to use.
I just trust you.
I'll just ask you which account is the best one. But having that discussion and having that open communication, just so that you know what's going on, then you can give input on the budget. Even if it stresses you out to be in charge of it all the time, like maybe you don't want to be the one that pays the bills, but just to know what's happening on your finances is really, really important. Because if you do find yourself in that situation where all of a sudden that person is not there anymore and you have no clue even where to look, like you don't know what banks you have. You don't know where any of your money is. You don't know if you have a brokerage account. You don't know if you have investments. Yeah. Like there are people that have no idea.
Yeah.
But you need to know that.
Okay.
Even if you don't do anything with it, you've got to know.
Do you recommend doing like a regular check-in, money check-in or something like that?
Yeah.
How often would you recommend?
At least annually.
Okay.
Yeah, at least once a year. It's a good idea to just kind of see where you're at, see what your goals are. If you never set any financial goals or you never look at your budget, you don't really know.
Yeah.
Things are willy-nilly and you will spend what you make.
That's true.
So if you don't have a plan in place or goals that you're trying to accomplish, your money will be gone.
Maybe some people need to do monthly check-in.
Yeah, for sure. There's lots of different... There's lots of different scenarios. Again, it's very, very personal. So like my husband and I, we do it annually. We sit down at the end of the year and we just say, okay, how did we do? How are we doing?
That's so smart.
When we're trying to make new decisions on how much we want to defer into the 401k and how much, you know, and usually we do it around the time that we're finding out about if there's going to be changes in our salary or whatever, that kind of stuff. So we say, okay, well, you're getting a 3% increase. Like, let's put 2% of that into the 401k and then we'll...
Okay, that makes sense. Just make a plan.
Yeah, make a plan. And then before you get too far into spending that money that you weren't used to having before, you can get it saved somewhere.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That's a great idea.
Because once you've used it a lot, it's hard to like say, okay, now I'm going to do without it.
Yes.
Yeah. But if you never actually start using it because it's already deferred or it's already automatically transferred into a savings account somewhere else, then you won't spend it.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so another scenario. There's a single guy.
Okay.
Who makes a good living and he's current on his child support, but he just blows everything else he makes on dates and toys and things like that.
Yeah. So that's another common scenario. Good job.
That's why I came up
good
with
Good job getting these scenarios. They're like real life. Imagine that.
Yes, they are.
That's good. Yeah, so that's really common. Again, you will spend what you make unless you make a plan. So if that's you, if you're out there and you're making great money and you're current on your child support, but you really can't buy anything else because all your money is gone, because at the end of the month, it's just you've wasted it on whatever. The very first thing I would advise is to track what you're doing.
Okay.
Just go through like 1 month or one pay cycle, 1 week, one whatever, and just watch where your money's going. You might be shocked.
Surprised at how much you spend on fast food.
Junk. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So once you realize where your weak spots are, I guess you could say, then make a plan of what you want to do.
Okay.
And then try to stick with that plan.
That's good because my next question was about someone who's never had to budget before, like the previous single guy.
Yeah.
It's nobody I know. Just I came up with this. It's nobody I know or lots of people I know.
Yep.
So I think what you said about tracking what you're spending is probably a baby step or it doesn't sound like a baby step, a big step to starting to have a budget for those who have never done it before.
Yes.
Or who hate the word budget.
Yes. Yes, it's true. And it's easy when you aren't making a lot of money. That's when you feel the most maybe stressed. But I'll tell you what. So when I was first married, my husband was taking like a financial literacy class or something in college. And I read all the books that he was supposed to read.
Oh,
it was a tag team effort.
Okay.
He went to class. I read all the books. And then I would tell him what to do.
So you both learned.
We both learned. And actually, it was fantastic. But I will say back then when we were students, we hardly made any money. I mean, I was working full time, but it was a beginning job, like a just out of high school, beginning of college job. He was a student, full time student. So he was working very part time on campus.
Okay.
And so we hardly made any money. But with the principles that we learned in that class and our budgeting, I never felt like we didn't have money. I always felt like
That's
we had
awesome.
Plenty of money for what we needed. And we were able to get life insurance. We were able to get, I started saving in a Roth IRA. Like I was 21 years old and I opened my Roth IRA, started contributing to that. Not a ton, but it's grown a lot over the time because we set up those principles of save first and then don't go outside of your budget. Back then, I used to use cash envelopes. So I had an envelope for food and I had an envelope for fun. It is very similar to the Dave Ramsey thing. Yes. Yes, that's one of the things he uses a lot.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't the specific route that I was using, but it was the same idea.
Okay.
And then I had automatic transfers to different banks to get the money out for emergencies. So when things would come up, if we had a big auto repair or something that I was like, holy crap, we had that money already in a different account. Or what I call a revolving savings, that could be its whole own episode, but that's a really important thing to try. That money is there. So the things that come up, not every month, but come up maybe once a year or twice a year. But what happens is you get these things established and you don't feel strapped because you are setting your expectation based on your income that you actually are getting.
Yes.
And part of that is the expectation and the lifestyle.
Yeah.
So you really have to decide, what income level am I at? What luxuries can I have and what can I just have to make do with?
My thought was when you were saying that is not only do you set your expectations and so you know that that's where you're at, but I think there's also a major sense of security. You're getting all these other things taken care of, like you're doing life insurance, you're having a savings account, different things to help you feel secure in case of an emergency or anything like that, where somebody who is just living from paycheck to paycheck gets stressed out if, you know, because they don't have anything, they don't have a buffer, they don't have an emergency fund or anything like that. So I think that's a great way to do it.
And there's a lot of things that can happen. You know, you have unexpected things that come up, but also even something as simple as like, oh crap, payday on a holiday this time, and so my check's not going to come in for two extra days or something. And if you don't have a little bit of buffer in there, like that is stressful.
Yeah, you're right. So are these things that you and your husband talked about before you got married? Smart.
Yeah, that was one of those things that was really important to me. When we got married, my husband didn't have a lot to his name, but he also had no debt. Which I was like, you know what, that's something.
Yeah, that is something.
But I'm a saver, so I had money saved up. We were able to buy our little trailer single wide on campus and stuff like that because we had planned some of those things.
Yeah.
And it was important to me that we make sure that we continue to establish what was important, what we're going to focus on, what we can spend money on. And now, I mean, I spend a lot more money than I did before. But it's like you progress as you go.
Well, and you have children and a house and things like that. So,
and as my grandpa C always says,
yes.
Oh, little luxury, don't you cry. You'll be a necessity by and by.
How cute.
Yeah. It's true, though. So like, as you get used to certain lifestyle and certain level of comfort,
you have to have your fountain Diet Coke.
Yeah. It's important. Diet Pepsi.
Oh,
sometimes
sorry.
Diet Coke. But yeah, these things are, you know, you get to a certain, where you get used to things.
Yeah.
A certain
that
way.
That makes sense. How do you track your spending or your budget or whatever? Do you just do it on a spreadsheet? Do you have an app? Do you recommend any?
I use QuickBooks Online myself because I'm an accountant and that's what we do.
What about those of us who don't have QuickBooks?
I used to, when I very first started, I just used a big legal pad, just a piece of paper, and I would just write everything out. I'd write out my budget, my monthly budget, and then I'd just check it as
we went. Would be similar to an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah. I've also used Quicken back in the day.
Oh, okay.
That was my first computerized tracking.
Oh, okay. Was that before QuickBooks?
It's still around.
Is it?
Yeah, it's still around. It's just a different version of...
Oh, okay.
But there's all kinds of apps. There's one called Wave that's free. There's one called Mint. You can use, I think.
I know that Dave Ramsey, my kids follow him a little bit. And my daughter, she's like amazing at saving and paying and getting out of debt and all of that. But I have come across one called $1 or something like that. So
there's all kinds of options out there. And really, if you can do one that sort of syncs with your checking accounts, it does make it a lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you're barely first starting out, if you don't have a lot of things happening, then it's not that big a deal to do it on a spreadsheet. But like when you start having a lot of things, like going in and out and all over the place, and you've got expenses for this and that and kids and... It gets a little bit, like, you don't want to make it so cumbersome that you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. So that's anything that you can do that's more automatic, like it will sync your bank account in and you can categorize right from it.
Okay.
And basically produce what we would call in the accounting world a profit and loss statement.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You know, something like that. Then it's really easy to see your categories and you can put your budget right in.
Yeah, so, that makes sense.
But the last thing you want to do is make it so cumbersome that you're not actually going to do it.
Yeah.
Because then it's not going to happen.
It'd be overwhelming.
Right. Which is what happens a lot. People, they like have good intentions for a week or a couple weeks or a month or a couple months. And then they're like, this is too hard.
This is so hard. And I don't want to see how my money is leaving.
I don't want to see all my sodas and all my out to eats.
I just want to go and not realize that I'm spending so much money on
I don't want to be guilty
food.
About my
It's so
my
true.
Luxuries.
It's so true. Well, hopefully that was able to help somebody out there with some tips on financial strategies or just how to get started. And so I do have a bunch more questions that I'll have to have you on another time to delve into some other financial topics. And, you know, especially I want to talk about when you're facing being married again. I think there's a lot more to consider.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'll have you on again and we can talk about that.
Perfect.
So thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us.
Whether you like it or not.
No,
you will
like
be
it.
Budgeting.
Perfect. Okay. We'll see you next time. Hey, are you spinning an indecision? Maybe you're stuck wondering where or how to move forward. Or are you at the point where you can just take one day at a time? I'm a dating coach and I can help. In my one-to-one coaching calls, we'll talk about where you are now, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. We can do this. I believe in you. Do you want dating tips, funny stories, and real life experiences on the joys and sorrows of being single? Follow me on Instagram, Dating by Deb, and please interact. I love socializing with you.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clausen. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.